The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and Dancing in the Dark, 29 away from 9, PT and the Big Show. Good morning to you. Fresh from his hosting duties on Holy Moly, he's about to step into another hosting role, and that is of a new game show called Ultimate Tag. Kicks off Sunday night at 7 on 7. Matt Shervington, Shervo, good morning.
G'day, PT. Yeah, great to be here. Amazing. Yeah, it's nice to go from Holy Moly into Ultimate Tag, and it's very diverse, very different, and just an amazing show coming up starting on Sunday for sure.
Absolutely. Now, Shervo, just touching on Holy Moly quickly before we get to Ultimate Tag, it must have been the ultimate to co-host alongside the great Lieutenant Colonel Rob Riggle.
That's right. And, you use his title correctly because he served in the military for 20 years. He was stationed in New York working the comedy clubs and then got a gig on Saturday Night Live and his career took off. He was a very humble guy, very normal, down-to-earth co-commentator, and we got on like a house on fire. We went off and watched the footy the day we met and had a session at the pub for about 6 hours and then started shooting a couple of days later. So it was great fun. And, mate, I didn't realise your connection with Holy Moly and Mark Duncan, the winner. And you've been mates with him for a while.
Yeah, for a number of years, Mark and I have been mates. The only thing you'll give me out of his 100K win, though, Shervo, is a pot. That's it.
Oh, mate, you take what you get.
Let's talk Ultimate Tag. It kicks off on 7 at 7 this Sunday night. This looks like a hell of a game show, Shervo. My dad and I used to play tag. It was different to the tag you're going to be hosting on Sunday night, because if I ever did something wrong, it was game on, and if Dad tagged me, I couldn't sit down for a week.
That's right. Well, it's not quite that brutal, but the game is the same. It's the simple rules of, and this is something I didn't realise going into the show, that across Australia, we call the game different things. So here in New South Wales, in Sydney, we call it tip. Across the country, it's called chasey or tiggy or touch.
Yep.
or tag. So, but the rules are simple. Our pro taggers, our professional taggers, need to hunt down and capture the tag of our players. And the players, all they need to do is evade them. They've got to stay away. The cool thing here, though, is we have a 3D obstacle course in the Ultimate Tag Arena. They can use it any way they want in staying away from the pro taggers. But the kicker as well, the pro taggers are elite athletes. They're world's best in the sport of parkour, in athletics, in gymnastics, in boxing, in dancing, you name it. They have a phenomenal background of elite sport. And the players themselves aren't too bad either. They are amateur athletes. Some are represented Australia. Others are just average people having a crack. So it's kind of like taking an action movie and bringing it to life. And you think of all of those chase scenes from, Jason Bourne, from James Bond, you name it, where they're running across the rooftops, where they're running down back alleys and through stairwells. That's exactly what you see here, but just in its most elite form.
Now, the pro taggers themselves, they have, like, identities, don't they? Like, there's a guy by the name of Ghost.
Yep, that's right. So Ghost, he doesn't speak, but he is an elite fighter and parkour athlete. We have Dominator, who is, I don't want to reveal too much about their regular background, but he is, I don't want to say tagged either, but he is marked as one of the best parkour athletes in the world. He's got 1.3 million followers on Instagram. And then on the other side, we have one of the strongest in the competition, and I say this in the nicest possible way, Ricochet, who is literally stronger than the women, stronger than the men combined. She is just an elite athlete. Watch out for Supernova. She has a background in gymnastics at an elite level. She is really hard to handle. And then you've got heaps of them. You've got Spitfire, you've got The Kid, you've got Rapid, Razor, you name it. There are a number of personas that are going to be chasing the players down.
Shervo, what's your pro tagger name? well, you're an elite athlete.
I have no idea. The Lycra Legend?
Maybe? The Lycra Legend! Now, you're hosting this show alongside a man synonymous with TV, Bill Woods, and also a lovely lady by the name of Abby Jelmy, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. So Abby and I are the co-hosts. We're up in the tower and we kind of steer the ship and do the after-race interviews and get to know the players and the protagonists really well down on the arena floor. And Bill Woods, and you said it, and it was a privilege working with him, you know, growing up and listening to his commentary on motorsport, on the NBL, on Sports Tonight back in the day when I was a kid, and he calls all the action. So he's our commentator, our ultimate tag commentator, and trust me, if nothing else, his commentary is extremely entertaining and worth tuning in for.
Yeah, we should get Riggle on the show because he's got a thing about Uranus. You know that, don't you?
You know, he does love singing a bag of balls in Uranus. That's for sure.
Matt Shervington, Ultimate Tag, this Sunday night from 7 on 7. Shervo, what an absolute pleasure to have you on the big show, mate. You take care and hopefully we can talk soon.
Love your work, PC. Thanks, mate.
Good man.
And here he is, freshly bumped to a new time to make way for Shervo, Brett Mack.
The 8:37 news headlines.
I wonder if Shervo's still on the line. Are you still there? No, he's gone. He's got that many interviews to do. They've structured his interviews every 8 minutes.
Wow.
That's why I kept looking at the clock going, now he's got to be out after 8 minutes. All I've got's 8 minutes. Then they make another phone call. They've got 8 minutes. So anyway, great bloke. Yeah. And looks like
an interesting show too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we're a little bit late, but better late than never.
Happy to work in with you, Paul.
You're a legend, mate. Not a legend like Shervo, but, you know, what's making news?
Today, the state's road tolls climbed again after the death of...